Come, Holy Spirit, breathe on the dry, dead places in our lives. Open the graves that we foolishly choose to live in, and bring us out that we might live in your light, walk in your light, and be filled with your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we begin thinking about the three momentous signs that attended the beginning of this ruinous work of Pentecost that continues on in the world and in all of us to this day. That of the wind. Wind can do a lot of things. Have you ever been on a hot summer afternoon? I grew up in Houston, which is at least as hot and humid as Jacksonville, Orange Park are. Hot, humid. I can remember before there was air conditioning in school or in our houses. I'm talking about abject misery. And sometimes in the afternoon, a nice, gentle breeze would begin to blow. Oh my gosh, maybe step under the shade of a tree out in the lawn, maybe with a lemonade. But that breeze, that gentle breath, it just seems like it's from God on high, refreshes us. The wind can be harnessed, and it can become a source of power. Wind also can be very destructive. A tornado, a hurricane. How many of you have ever been in harm's way of a tornado or a hurricane in close proximity? In the tornado part, what's the sound you hear? Freight train. It's a freight train. We have a tornado warning that is probably not a mile from our home. But you know, with homes with doors closed and windows closed and maybe the television on, maybe some music on, maybe some vigorous conversation, that tornado warning goes off frequently and we never hear it. I mean, we're sitting ducks if the freight train actually comes after us. We have two safe rooms in our house. Just outside of our master bedroom, there's one of those tiny little half baths that's just a sink and a toilet, a towel rack, and so forth. It's four walls. There are no windows, no outside walls. It's inside. It's safe. And so if we're in the bedroom, we've decided if we ever hear that thing, if we ever hear the freight train, if we ever hear the warning, we'll start listening for the freight train. But if we hear the freight train, we're going to huddle in that little room right away. If we're in the other end of the house, the family room or the dining room or working in the kitchen, well, the laundry room is the same thing. Four walls, a storm door, no outside walls, and no windows. It would be safe. Get out of harm's way. And that's our tendency. When we hear the wind coming, we want to run and we want to hide. There was a student here in the IWS a number of years ago who told me that came to IWS dragging a lifetime of hell with them. Abuse, misery, every kind of ugly thing. And they told me that what happened is they kept coming back and going to chapels and practicums and the worship times, that it was like the wind of the Spirit began to blow that hell out of that person's life. They found refreshment. They found release. In 1961, I think it was 61, 61 or 62, I'm pretty sure it was 61, Hurricane Carla came in where I lived on the Gulf Coast of Texas, came in somewhere around Galveston. Highway 45 makes a straight arrow north and south from Galveston right up through Houston on up through Dallas. And Hurricane Carla came in somewhere near Galveston and just went up Highway 45, made a beeline. And I remember the shingles flying off the houses, stuff, patio furniture just blowing like crazy. It was dangerous to be outside, and we were huddled inside the house. And then the eye of the storm began to pass over. Have you ever been in the eye of a hurricane? It's a couple, yeah. All of a sudden, the wind died down. The darkness dissipated, and the sun was shining. And it was calm, and it was serene, and it was peaceful. We went out. We couldn't resist. We went outside. We didn't stay very long because we knew what was coming. The other side of that eye was coming, and all hell was going to be blowing in our yard again. But in the eye of that storm was complete peace, quietness, serenity. Wind can fill the sails of a boat and propel it where it wants to go. And people who have sailboats, if they don't have a motor, they're dependent on the wind to get where they want to go. I think our tendency is whenever we hear the freight train sound of that tornadic wind, and that's what it was. It was a violent, rushing wind that was the first signal that the Holy Spirit was coming, the first sign. We hear that, we see that, we're shaken by that, and our temptation, our first instinct is to run to the safe room, get out of harm's way. But the truth is, we need to run towards it and get in the eye of the storm. We need to step into it, to lean into the wind. Let that wind blow away the chaff out of our lives. Let that wind blow away the hell out of our lives. Let the breath of the Lion of Judah blow on us. Was Aslan safe? No, but he was good. Is the wind of God safe? No, but it's good. And in its full force is life and health and hope. And then we find ourselves in that eye where all is quiet, all is serene. In 75 or 76, Phil Keaggy took a C.S. Lewis poem and set it to music. It captured my heart, and I want to share it with you this morning. I won't try to sing it like Keaggy did. I'll be merciful to you, but I think I can at least read it. It's called As the Ruin Falls. All this is flashy rhetoric about loving you. I never had a selfless thought since I was born. I'm mercenary and self-seeking through and through. I want God, you, all friends, merely to serve my turn. Peace, reassurance, pleasure are the goals I seek. I cannot crawl one inch outside my proper skin. I talk of love. A scholar's parrot may talk Greek. But self-imprisoned, I always end where I begin. Only that now you have brought me, but how late? My lack. I see the chasm, and everything you are was making my heart into a bridge by which I might get back from exile and grow man. And now the bridge is breaking. For this, I bless you as the ruin falls. The pains you give me are more precious than all other gains. Let's invite the ruinous work of the Holy Spirit. It will blow away the ruin of our lives as it falls, and it will ruin us for all else except His kingdom and His presence. Please prepare your hearts for a moment of silence.